This is Susie from Merp, and I am here with Damage Overdose. I'm here with Chuck Hudson, guitar and vocal, Dub, drums, Chris, bass. How are you guys?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Tell me about how you're feeling on this day about to open up for Nile and Overkill.
It's amazing.
Pretty stoked.
Yeah.
Definitely ecstatic. A little nervous.
Yeah.
I got the butterflies, but at the same time, ready to jam, ready to play with some top-notch groups. So excited mostly.
Have you guys seen them before?
Oh yeah.
We're just stoked to play with the band. We've been listening to it for like 40 or 30 years now.
Yeah.
Damage Overdose has been around for 20 years this year. Yeah. What do you attribute to the longevity of the band? How do you keep it going?
These two guys.
Just staying focused, practicing, and don't let your egos get in the way. Just gotta keep doing it. Even though you're not gonna get big, you're still around doing it.
Just do it for the love of it. Yeah.
And I hear you're entering the studio this week to record 8 new songs.
Yeah, where are you?
So it's been 10 years since your last release?
Yeah, 2007 was our last with Chris Finster, and we're gonna go in this weekend and start with drums at Stereo Cheese and Sound in Bend, Oregon. So we're looking forward to that. Finally have a new CD out for our 20-year anniversary.
Have you recorded there before?
No.
Album artwork done?
It's all done. We just got to get it all ready and stuff. So we've had it for a while. So.
Anticipated release date?
I'm not sure yet. Hopefully by May, because we got some shows coming up with another band we can't announce yet in May. So hopefully around then. So.
Definitely some.
Yeah.
Pretty ambitious. It's almost March.
Yeah.
Okay, so I read somewhere that you said this one will be more brutal. What do you think will impact that?
It's going to be more heavier than the last. Heavier in production-wise and just the music. So
tighter.
And people that know us know how we sound and how we're going to
Do you think any of the current music in the last 10 years will impact your new album?
No, we just stick with what we know. People know how we sound, the old school sound. So.
What about technology? Do you think there's any improvements in technology that'll make a difference?
Not really. We don't really care about the bigger technology. As long as it sounds like us, put it on CD or tape.
Just plug into our amps, guitars, and drums, and we can do what we do.
Lyrically, have you decided on
the
theme?
It's the same as the last CD, life, death, wherever you have it.
Do you think that the current state of the world, like politics and what's going on in our world, will have any impact?
No, it's the same formula we always use. It's life stuff, because we're not into politics, we don't write much about it. So.
Besides metal, Chuck, I know you like horror. You're a big horror movie fan. Mm-hmm. Do the rest of you share in his love of horror?
Oh, yeah.
Friday the 13th marathon, Friday the 13th, time to watch a marathon.
We all kind of...
Blood and metal, usually.
Blood and metal. We all kind of have that same type of theme, and, you know, family, you know, too. You know, we all are family guys, you know, so...
Good entertainment.
Yeah.
So Damage Overdose is death metal. Tell me what your thoughts are on labels in general in metal. Are there too many? Are there not enough? Are there any weird ones?
There's a lot. Can't really pinpoint most of them these days.
Yeah, they're all so many different genres that we can't even pay attention. So,
but we pretty much, I think for us being a local kind of band, we're more a rhythm-based band than most bands these days. They're over-technical and trying to be too flashy. We just leave it with the rhythms and crushing grooves and stuff like that.
When do you think you'll be able to announce the May show?
Hopefully soon, within a couple of weeks. We're just waiting for the promoters to get the get-go from the band. So.
So I'd like to know from each of you what made you pick up your individual instrument. We'll start with you.
What made me pick it up was... Escape. I've always grown up listening to music and was influenced all my life, and I always wanted to play. So I started learning years ago, 20 years, over 20 years. Man, I'm old. I've been playing a long time, and it's just, I guess for me, it's an escape, and it makes me feel good. It makes life for me more tolerable, I guess you'd say.
Chuck?
Me, just hearing stuff I listened to growing up, all the Christian guitars I've heard, like old Anthrax, SOD stuff, they got the heavy stuff, and like, I started out playing guitar, and as soon as we got through first members in the early years, we couldn't find a vocalist, so I just said, hell, that I'll do it myself, so it worked out great, so, but it's a good release for me, and that's all I mostly do, like 90% of my life is music stuff, so.
How about you?
Oh man, what made me pick up my instrument was I've been counting on stuff since I was a little kid. I had little coffee cans, you know, and anything that would make a beat. So that was a found out. That was a really good release and a good stuff musically that you can do anything on the drum. And, you know, it was pretty good. And then it just progressed through there through any kind of music that has any percussion. So drums is in every element of music. It's pretty much the first element of drum. First communications, the drum, the history of the drum goes farther back than some people's history. So
yeah.
I love the drum, that's all I can say.
So Dub and Chuck, you guys are brothers.
Yeah.
Are you longtime friends?
Yes, we've been friends for...
And so all three of you have been in Damage Overdose from the beginning?
I have been for Damage Overdose for about 10 years.
Okay, and you guys started it? And so, Chuck, you are one of the most knowledgeable people I know with regard to underground metal. Tell me what you're excited for in 2017, besides Damage Overdose.
I just read a new Dying Fetus is finished, so I look forward to that, and possibly a new Misery Index. What else is... A couple of reasons I haven't got yet was a new creator, and I heard Victory is coming out with some. So.
Anybody else? You guys have any you know of that you want to talk about?
Any newer stuff that's coming out or is out, or is that what you're saying?
Either.
I'm digging on the new Overkill album. It's amazing. I really like it. Yeah, so I'm excited to get in there and, you know. Yeah. So.
You have shared the stage with a lot of big bands. Is there anybody on your list that you still want to play with that you haven't yet?
I would love to play Suffocation, Vader, be cool. Testament. Testament's like my favorite one on that list, so that'd be cool. And how are these guys?
Testament, Slayer would be awesome.
Hatebreed,
yeah.
Well, we have opened up a couple of shows already throughout our years. We played with Obituary, Prong a few times, Deeds of Flesh, Severed Savior, even other stuff like our friends at Hemlock, Natoya, we play at Hemlock.
Dark Tranquility, we play here. Yeah, that was awesome.
Jungle Rot.
OTEP.
Yeah.
Did you play with Dark Tranquility this year?
A couple years ago.
Okay. Yeah.
Tell me what the meaning behind Brutal Res Metal Camp is.
It is explanatory.
Yeah.
Res, like residence?
The
Reservation.
Reservation.
Because we're all native,
so. We're all native.
That hence the R-E-Z and the spelling, so...
All right. That was my next question. Are there any Native American bands that have inspired you?
We're probably one of the first ones to start doing it. We have other friends that they're on the same as long as, like, Dying Tribe. Ethnic Degeneration from Arizona. And there's...
War Cry
from Montana. War Cry. They've been doing it a lot longer than us, so they've inspired us to play, too.
Body Part Range.
Inside right wrists.
Oh, right wrists.
You guys are all over 20.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah.
See, tell me, do you think that ethnic background or like location, country matters in metal? Like, for instance, like I only like Swedish death metal, or no good bands come from
Scotland. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
I mean, we live in such a region where it's isolated, but we still.
I'm listening to everything.
You bring in everything you ever hear. You know?
Yeah, I'm listening to everything.
That's what the beauty of metal is. I mean, you can't stop it. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
That's what I kind of like about you guys being. You're about 2 hours away out of Portland, and it's kind of nice because you're not so saturated. You don't play every weekend. It makes it really special when you guys do play.
Yeah.
So with this being the 20th year of Damage Overdose, the anniversary, what are your goals for the future?
I hope that you get bigger shows and keep it going, hopefully tour more. this. We haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah.
It's hard for us to get out and tour because we've got families and stuff. But.
And do you anticipate any videos for this new release?
Possibly. We know a few people do videos and stuff. So.
We've got a lot of footage, too, but yeah. We have to pick and choose and edit it out and find the best footage.
So I believe, Chuck, this is yours. On your website it says, our perception of heavy differs from yours. I think that is the best line ever. It should be like on every Damage Overdose. Awesome. Tell me where that came from.
Because we got our own sound basically live, and we have, every time somebody comes up and says, oh, that's so fucking heavy, and it's like heaviest stuff they've heard. And I'm not talking like terms of like, you know, some people say like Slipknot's heavy, but we're like, it's something different than that. It's just our level of heavy, how we sound. We just thought of that. I was like, that fits our motto pretty good. So.
It's perfect.
And people that old school DOD fans, I know, they know how we sound and where we come from. Stuff like
I remember at the Southeast Portland Metal Fest that we did for charity. Everything I heard about you guys were, oh my God, they were too heavy. that's a great compliment. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about?
We're just excited, ready to play.
What do you like about Damage Overdose?
I love death metal, and so at the Southeast Metal Fest, probably shouldn't say this, but it was one of my favorite. It was the first time I'd seen you, I loved it, and this will be my second time. So,
cool. New fans are the best.
Hopefully, we don't
new
disappoint.
Well, have a good show, and thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.